time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Lane Miller. He's with the Price City Council. We're going to talk about the corona response from Price City, an interesting take on culture connection, and some updates on International Days. Lane, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope you don't mind if we stumble through this together.
We'll make it.
Okay.
We will make it. All right, let's start right at the top. Price City has done quite a bit in response to the coronavirus. They've shut the offices to the public.
That's right.
You can still drop utility bills off, but the city itself is still up and running.
City is still running, and you know, the really cool thing is we haven't let anybody go. We're still paying the employees. Sometimes you have somebody from the library who's working on a project in City Hall, but everybody is still employed. And I think we're about the first agency in the area to say, hey, we're shutting this down.
Just to reallocate. It sounds like that's pretty much everything that's what everybody's doing is, you know, everybody just stays busy and finds something for somebody to work on.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you've got that going. People can still go pay their utility bills at the Dropbox. And as far as, you know, permits and things like that, you're still up and running.
Yes, we are.
So what is the one overall best phone number to get a hold of anybody at?
I would call 637-5010.
Okay. And they can kind of direct you from there.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've got that covered and out of the way.
Okay. We're still up and running, but it's a weird deal.
It is for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So next, let's talk about the culture connection. Now, a lot of, you know, you see a lot of these online right now anyway, and you guys are thinking about putting together a live stream for Culture Connection.
That's right. We will have basically canceled four performances before we even get into June. One, we canceled the night before. Charlie Jenkins was coming.
Correct.
And on the day before, we decided to shut the city down, and so we canceled that. There have been three others that would have been scheduled through May, and none of those are going to take place. And a musician friend of mine said the other day, have you ever thought about live streaming a concert? And I hadn't. But the more I thought about that, I was hoping to put together a partnership with Excellence in the Community. They're the folks who have been partnering with us on a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out, and I was really disappointed. But I went to other folks and said, look, is it possible for us to bring a group down, put them in the auditorium, do some live streaming, and put it out there for people to watch? And we had a lot of questions that we had to answer. The last one, we have found some partners. We have discovered that we can do it technically. Then I had to go to the health department and say, are we okay to bring some people down, a band, put them in the auditorium, and live stream it from there? And Brady Bradford from the health department was really excited that we were even thinking about it. His only advice was, as long as you don't bring a band down from one of the counties that has banned travel, like Summit County and Wasatch County, you can do it. Here's the things you need to watch for. And it was the stay 6 feet away and do all that kind of stuff. So he basically said it would be fun to do this, give everybody a reason to party and watch a concert. So we're on the very tail end of deciding exactly how this is going to work.
So keep an eye out for that, because it could be on its way.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of an online culture connection.
Yes. And I think we would do it over the city's Facebook page, some other partners' Facebook pages. People can just go to Facebook and watch it. And I think we'll get some local businesses to help with, hey, we're going to run a special for dinner. Drive by and pick up dinner and go home and watch it. And some people will provide snacks. We've got snacks. Drive by. You know, we'll do drinks and popcorn, but you could have a heck of a concert in your front room.
Be all right. Be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, and finally, let's wrap up. We'll talk about all-encompassing of International Days.
Okay, good.
Let's go. What do you think?
I don't know. here's the very last thing that I read, and this came from the Utah League of Cities and Towns. It's a statewide organization of towns and cities in the state. And they said, don't cancel your summer activities yet.
So that's what you're going by.
Yep.
Okay.
It may be, you know, we may have to get creative. We may have limitations. Who knows? But we, as of yet, nothing has been canceled. And the International Days Committee is determined that to do something this summer.
One way or the other, something will take place.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yep. That's, you know what, I think you're doing the right thing and erring on the side of caution, but you know what, just we'll keep listening and see what happens.
Our first Culture Connection concerts in the park in the Peace Garden, scheduled for the last two Thursdays in June. Those are still open so far. We may have to cancel out of town groups because they need about a 6-week notice. If we do that, then we'd pick up some local bands and use those.
All right.
Everything's wide open yet. Our hands are tied and we have blindfolds on, but we're going to make it through this.
We're going to get through it, and yeah. We'll get through it together.
That's right.
All right. Lane Miller, Price City Councilman, thank you for taking out the time to come down and talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always a joy to come down and talk to you, Dave.
All right. So now for more information on this interview and others like it, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.